Television news is the average American's main source of information. Normally, a half-hour network news show contains 15 to 20 stories, averaging about 60 seconds each. An in-depth story might last as long as 180 seconds. These quick capsule stories are hard to remember. Studies show that most people forget the news within 30 minutes. The stories are hard to think about since we get so little so fast. They're even harder to feel about since the same music frames the show, the station breaks, and the commercials, regardless of a particular day's news. And it's hard for us to know what's really important, since all of the stories receive about the same amount of coverage. The news anchors model our response to the news, as they smile and exchange pleasantries, whether they're reporting an airline disaster or the rescue of a kitten. Consequently, the news affects us quite superficially. We keep up with the news as a sort of civic duty, but we seldom do anything about it. In his book, Amusing Ourselves to Death, Neil Postman asks, how often does it occur that the information provided you on morning radio or television or in the morning newspaper causes you to alter your plans for the day? Sometimes the weather does that, and for some people the stock market report moves them to action. But for most of us, the news is just inert information, useful for the trivial pursuit of conversation, but not for any meaningful action. In the past 50 years, TV has changed the ratio of information to action, as we receive more and more information about things we think we can't affect. Everything has become everybody's business, and consequently no one is responsible for it. Americans watch the news to see what other people are doing. These other people are generally white, male representatives of government, the military, or a major corporation. A 1980 study of ABC's Nightline, for example, found that 92% of the guests were white and 89% were men. Of 19 guests who were on five times or more, all were men, and 13 were part of the Reagan administration or close to it. If you want to be interviewed on TV, it seems, it helps to be in power. As Robert Antman suggests in his book, Democracy Without Citizens, the sponsors of the news are not just the advertisers, but the people who put out the press releases. Today's news, we might say, is sponsored by the White House. Because it is so abbreviated, the news seldom comes in historical context, since by definition, the news is only what's new. That's why we get daily accounts of the latest Middle East crisis, but little or no mention of the history and social contexts that might explain such a crisis. By definition, says political scientist Benjamin Barber, yesterday's news is no news at all, while tomorrow's news, which can be imagined but hardly televised, cannot be worth thinking about. Television shines a bright light on a present already privileged by our senses, leaving both memory and imagination in shadows. The result is the same sort of decontextualized information that we get in schools, which is contextualized only by games and game shows called, appropriately, Trivial Pursuit. But the primary sponsors are part of the news, too. Network news shows do contain something that we can respond to, 15 to 20 commercials, averaging about 30 seconds each. While the news is fragmented and discontinuous, and now this is the rubric of this disconnectedness, the commercials mediate a single message, buy something. As a counterpoint to the complexity of life, they offer simple solutions to understandable problems and proclaim the message that a purchase, any purchase, spells relief. Thus, TV news is not as informative as we think, except as it forms us to be consumers rather than citizens. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, making news, or at least making news complex.